What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 121. All right, I am fresh off a little vacation down in sunny Arizona, back in Idaho. Excited to be back, see my family, see everyone here. Not excited about being in the cold, to be honest with you. It was nice and warm and sunny. Anyways, good to be back though, right? So because of my traveling, this is going to be another solo episode. Schedule got a little mixed up. I was away, wasn't able to actually do my normal interview kind of schedule that I do. So I have a lot to talk with you about today. I want to talk to you about political theater. We're living through, I think, one of the biggest stages of political theater that I know that I can ever remember, maybe even in history, right? Because we're able to have so many more news outlets and sources coming at us. So I want to talk to you about not only that, but like what can we do to get through it? Because it can be pretty overwhelming. Also, we actually just launched our Crosso apparel. Okay, so y'all love Crosso Meats. Y'all are going on there. You're buying the meat and everything else. What I would encourage you to do now is to go on and get your gear. You can get some awesome shirts. We've got t-shirts, long sleeve shirts. We've got hoodies. All of this is just freshly launched. So you can go in there. I mean, stop buying the Yellowstone stuff, right? It's a fake ranch. Like, you don't want to wear that around. You got to go get something that's real, right? Go get your Crosso Meats apparel. Get your Crosso Ranch apparel. It's super good. We got it all professionally designed. So it's all good to go there. You can go to CrossoMeats.com and then you'll be able to go to where the apparel is there. Also, make sure you're getting your coffee. I know some of you guys are reaching out saying that you're loving the Black Rifle Coffee. Make sure go to blackriflecoffee.com, put in the Primal King promo code. So again, you go, there's a little box when you check out, it says promo code, put in Primal King, boom. It's like magic. It takes 20% off your order, saves you money, gets you good coffee, and the world is good. You can sit there and drink coffee in your new Crosso Ranch hoodie, right? There we go. All right, everybody, let's go ahead. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. Always super excited to have you on board. Coming off of a week where I was down in sunny Arizona. When you live in Idaho, like during the winter, I know some of my friends that live in the northern states, man, it can get long. It can get cold, and it can get gray and just like no sun. Then add on, like if you're like us and you live kind of in the bottom of a canyon, it goes from like pretty much no sun to like literally almost zero sun for months on end, it seems like. So being able to get out, get some sunshine, get some, warmth right in the middle of winter wasn't terrible at all. Feeling good about that. But because I was out, it did kind of screw up a little bit of the scheduling with having a guest this week. So guess what? It's another solo episode. Hopefully that's cool. I have a lot to talk to you about today, and I'm going to try not to piss you all off, but hey, sometimes it probably happens. So here's kind of what I was thinking about, because when you're having to do things like flying, and when you go to like bigger cities, it's almost like a whole different world than what it is for me on a day-to-day basis, right? Like I live in a tiny little town. If you didn't watch the news, you would not know that there was a pandemic going on, right? Like you would not know that COVID was a thing. Like literally life is completely kind of quote unquote normal here. It essentially looks the exact same as what it did 3 years ago, as it does today. Then you kind of get out of this little bubble and you go to big cities, you get on airplanes, people are screaming at each other for not wearing a mask or not wearing it properly. And everyone seems to just be kind of like super on edge. And then you go like to some of these cities, and Phoenix wasn't bad, but it's just completely different, right? Like I know there's other cities that are making you show a card to get into places. And it's just, again, it's like we're living in two different worlds. And for me, and maybe some of you who listen to this podcast that are living in small rural areas, it might be kind of one of those like, you know, what's going on? It's stupid, but it doesn't really impact me. And that's kind of where I wanted to go. So I always try to not be I guess what you would call political on this podcast. But the challenge that you run into is that if you want to talk about anything that has to do with current events, if you want to talk about anything really that could be somewhat controversial, if you will, it's going to be like kind of put out there as political. And so it is kind of a challenge. Like, I'm not here to try to be provocative, and I tell you guys this all the time. I'm not here to be polarizing and us versus them. Like, I don't ever want to come off that way, because I don't think that in the long term that really does any good for anybody, right? Like, trying to divide people along like political beliefs or maybe even religious beliefs, like stuff like that. But one of the things that's going on, and I don't care who you are, this has to be apparent at this point. I think it has to be apparent if you are any type of an objective, you know, like objective thinking human being, is that we're living in, at least in my lifetime, the biggest influx of political theater that I've ever seen. In fact, sometimes it's almost like so overtly obvious, it almost makes me laugh. Like, it pisses me off, honestly, because I know that there is going to always be a certain segment of the population that just kind of goes along to get along. They're gonna see what's being fed to them on the TV or through the news channels, and they're just gonna be like, yep, that's true, that's gospel. So, I mean, it kind of pisses me off for that reason, because no matter what you do, what I do, no matter how big of a platform we ever have, there's always going to be a certain segment of the population that just kind of go along to get along. But what I've noticed is that it's not just those people who are going along to get along. Or maybe that portion of people is much higher than what I initially thought. You know, I thought that was a very small number of people that just kind of go along to get along. They'll kind of believe anything that anybody tells them. But yeah, maybe I was wrong about that. So I'm sitting here like rethinking this, but the reality is that maybe that percentage is 50-60% and not 10-20%, which is what I kind of would have assumed. Now, having said that, what do I mean by political theater? Okay. So, and political theater doesn't necessarily, just so you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be just politicians. Obviously, they love to take advantage of anything they can to be able to exert more power over the people that they quote unquote govern. But it's everywhere. You cannot watch anything on kind of regular TV without being inundated with vaccine commercials. And they're all over the place, right? There's some of them. And again, if you know marketing at all, you understand why they're doing it this way. Some of the times it's, you know, Joe had a family and he was healthy, and then next thing you know, he died. And then it's like his wife there in tears being like, please go get vaccinated, right? The other ones are like, you see the little kids playing and it's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't want to see my kids get hurt. Like, make sure you get them vaccinated. And again, like, this has nothing to do with whether or not I think you should or shouldn't get vaccinated. You should not look to me, as someone doing a podcast to make that decision. That should come between you, between the research that you've done, maybe the doctors that you have. Obviously, I am not here to tell you one way or the other. In fact, even what I've done, I don't believe like is a whole lot of your business, right? So I kind of come down on the side of like, I don't really care what you do. Hopefully you don't really care what I do when it comes to these medical decisions. And let's just leave it at that. But what I do care about is, because coercion is happening, and that's actually illegal according to the Geneva Conventions. So there's a couple of different ways you can do like essentially forced actions, right? Number one is usually how it starts is it's tugging at the emotional heartstrings, right? It's telling you to do this so you can protect other people. Well, we know that's false. That's garbage. That's actually not scientifically true. You getting a vaccine does not mean that you're going to protect somebody else. Okay, so that one's out the window. The next thing that typically happens after that, after it comes from the emotional, is it gets more into the you're selfish, right? It's the shaming side of this. It's okay, if you won't emotionally attach to, you should go be a good person so you can not only protect yourself, but everybody else. We're going to shame you now and tell you that you're selfish for not willing to want to be part of the team, right? We want you to be part of the team so we can get back to normal, and you're just not willing to do it. You're a bad person. I mean, and there's people that literally, like, I saw an article the other day, which is as crazy as it is that there's actually a sports writer. Okay. A sports writer. Y'all know I love sports. There's a sports writer who said he would not vote for Aaron Rodgers as MVP of the NFL. He's a quarterback, if you don't follow sports. They would not vote for him to be MVP because he refused to get vaccinated. And I'm just like, what? And basically he's shaming Aaron Rodgers, being like, yeah, you're one of the reasons why we're still in this stuff, because you won't. Again, whatever your beliefs are in the vaccine, like, that's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that someone's like, I won't give you an award for something that has nothing to do with COVID because of the way that you want to make your medical decisions. That, again, is like that second stage of shaming. Third stage is where we're getting to now, which is forcing people to do it. And you might be sitting there being like, no one's forcing me to do anything right now. Okay, what's happening is that there are certain places now to where you cannot go and buy items unless you have a vaccine passport or a card. Like literally, you cannot go in to grocery stores. You cannot go to McDonald's. I know the irony is thick with that one, right? You have to have a quote unquote health passport to go to McDonald's, whatever, right? But that's where we're getting to now. Now, whether or not that ever impacts me or maybe you, if you live in a smaller area, maybe it won't, right? Because, and I'm going to get to the solution to this in a minute, and it kind of ties into that. But what I'm telling you is that what we're witnessing right now is political theater like we've never seen, right? We've seen governors, mayors, Congress people, senators, we've seen them all get on there and be like, wear your mask everywhere you go. And then like 5 minutes later, they're, you know, photographed maskless at a big party. I mean, it's happened literally time and time again. Our former president had a birthday party where that happened. The governor of California was at a big party. You know, the mayor of Chicago, who has been a big masker, like all of this stuff. And again, like, I don't want to get into whether or not you believe that it works or it doesn't. I don't want to have that conversation with you. Maybe we could have that on a personal level, whatever. But what I want to get into is the political theater of this. This is, you know, setting up a big stage of our president getting vaccinated so he can tell you how great and easy and painless it was, right? This is, you know, our vice president doing the same thing. This is, you know, people, pop stars, right? Like out there, you know, wearing it as a badge of honor that I got vaccinated. Like that is all theater. That is all literally the same as you going and watching something that is constructed out of somebody's head, right? It really is. This is the same stuff that you're seeing on TV that is carefully planned, it's carefully executed, and it's done in a way to make you do something. It is theater. It is nothing more, nothing less than theater. So if we know that, and again, even if you are the most pro-vaccine person ever, good for you. Like if you've been double vaxxed, double boosted, however many shots that like you've gotten, I don't care. But I would think that even you have to know what is happening with some of this theater. And so what ends up happening is you start getting a little more skeptical because you're like, why are they trying so hard, man? Like, why are they trying so hard to do all these marketing campaigns? Why are they trying so hard to really like jab me? Like, what is behind it? And the truth is that I don't think, I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there that it's like, oh, there's microchips and there's this. I don't think that's the case, but I do think that probably money is driving a bunch of this and pharmaceutical companies making a bunch of money and then kicking back to the people who push it. And like, there's all of that. And then there's also the useful idiots that go along with anything that they're told. And so you kind of lump all of those interests together and you get a bunch of people that are essentially performing in this theater, if you will. They're essentially the puppets in the theater. So what do we do about it? Okay. Because I want to be very clear again. I don't care if you're vaxxed. I don't care if you're unvaxxed. I don't care what decision you make. I really don't. But it comes to a bigger point of how much are we able and willing to be manipulated for any reason, right? I mean, if you don't think that we have this political theater going on almost constantly anymore, then you got to wake up. Now, maybe you're also the blissfully ignorant that doesn't watch the news, and kudos for you. That's great. I honestly try to stay away from it a lot, but it's everywhere. And then I get curious and I go down these holes and blah, 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 right? I get sucked into it probably like you do. But If you're paying attention or if you're aware at all about anything that's going on current event-wise, it's hard to not see this stuff, especially when you come from maybe more of a skeptical position. And that's due to everything, right? This is not a Trump thing. This is not a Biden thing or a Hillary thing. Like, Trump's out there pushing the vaccines as hard as anybody. So this is not, to me, a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal. It comes down to like autonomy with your body, I believe, is a big part of it. And it also comes down to being skeptical whenever somebody's pushing something really, really hard. Maybe it's just my kind of, I don't know. We did one of these personality tests not too long ago. And basically, it told me that I absolutely hate authority, which, shocker. I don't like being told what to do. Shocker, right? And so maybe it's just me because that's my personality, is like to really question authority and to really question when someone's telling me to do something that I maybe don't feel right about. Like I tend to really push back at that point. And so maybe you're in that same camp and you're like, okay, I'm skeptical of it. I'm not sure what to do. So here's what I think, because I always hopefully want to be solution oriented when it comes to this podcast, right? Like how do we, okay, we know there's a problem. We know there's political theater. We know there's shame, there's pressure, there's guilt. There's all of these emotions that we're trying to kind of navigate right now. I mean, even if you're the most anti-vax person, I guarantee you, you've had the thought of, I am scared to be around my great grandma, or I'm afraid to be around my grandma right now. I'm afraid to be around my parents right now. Maybe I'm afraid to be around my elderly friends. Like, even if you're the most anti-vax person ever, you probably have had those thoughts. Why is that? Because it's been ingrained in us. And I think scientifically, it makes sense, right? Like, we know older people with comorbidities, they're more susceptible to being seriously ill or dying from this. And so we do have all of this stuff driven into our head. So here's what I think makes the most sense. And I can just tell you what I try to do to really stay out of the political theater, to really, because like I know people personally who this has kind of put them over the edge, right? Like the amount of lockdowns, and then you mix that with the fear, and then you mix that with, you know, basically the way it's been kind of characterized and blaming people who haven't been vaccinated as the enemy and as the reason as to why we're not coming out of this pandemic. Like, there are people who are losing their minds. And so here's what I recommend. I recommend we get back to the basics. What I mean by that is start with loving yourself, right? Just, that's the first thing. There's none of these Karens on airplanes that are yelling at people about masks who truly love themselves. That's just the reality of it. They're probably unhappy, right? If I was to give my very unprofessional, unwarranted psychoanalysis on one of these people who you see absolutely losing their minds over this stuff, they're probably not very happy with themselves, right? I mean, even if I was the most pro-mask, pro-vax, whatever, I couldn't imagine ever just freaking blowing up at somebody else who was living differently than me, right? So number one, I think it comes back to doing things that allow you to love yourself, doing things that make you happy, that make you less grouchy, less crotchety, whatever you want to call it. Because if you're truly happy with yourself, it's really hard to lash out at other people if you're truly happy with where you're at in life. Number two, love your family, right? Like seriously, like start there. Whether you're pro this or you're anti that or you're pro this or pro that, whatever, like just love your family. Understand the important things in life. Understand what it really is that is important to you in your life. And if it's keeping your family safe and you feel like the best way to do that is to isolate them, then great, fine, do it. Do it out of love for your family. If you feel like the best thing you can do is to have your kids go out and live their life because of, I mean, there's some crazy studies coming out about suicides and depression and anxiety and all this stuff with kids being locked down the last couple of years. So maybe you believe that the best way that you could love and care for your family is to actually get your kids out of that. That might require you to move. Right, like if you're listening to this and you live in LA and you're locked down still, that might require you to move. But if you love your family enough, it's worth the move because you can find another job. But you can't always find like another family, right? And so that's a big thing, is love yourself, love your family. Also, I think equally as important is figure out what it is that grounds you. For a lot of people, it's God. For a lot of people, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's energy, maybe it's, you know, people do a lot of stuff. Maybe it's, I don't know, psychedelics, right? Like, I know that's kind of a big thing these days, right? But something that grounds you and keeps things in perspective. Because if you were to go through the numbers of COVID and you were to break down all the true numbers of it, it really isn't, for the most part, something to be super scared of. Now, if you're in a certain age group and you have certain health problems, usually a whole bunch of health problems, it's probably pretty dangerous for you. But if you're, you know, a 35-year-old, relatively healthy person, it's probably going to knock you down for a few days. It's not going to be fun, and you're going to be okay, right? Like, just again, from the numbers, that's how they bear out. So having something that can ground you spiritually, having something that can ground you factually, if you just watch the fear porn, man, like every so often, I like to turn on like some of the MSNBC, CNN type news channels and just watch it. And it's like, oh my gosh, if I sat here and watched like 2 hours of this every day, like I would never leave my home. I would never leave. I would never get close to anybody. I would never hug another person because they're not giving you the full story. They're giving you the political theater side of this, right? They're giving you the fear porn. Because why? keeps you coming back. You're scared. You want more information so you can be less scared. But the more information you get, the more scared you get. So it just turns into this vicious cycle, right? You just keep going there to get information. You get more scared. So you come back to get more information so you can hopefully be less scared. And then you just get more scared and the cycle just goes in a big circle. And that's been happening for years for some people. It's insane, right? I mean, it is to me. I'm not trying to put anybody down who's maybe in that cycle. But I would ask you to try to ground yourself. Get out of that cycle. Ground yourself. Look at the facts. Take the emotion out of it. Take the fear out of it. Like, are you someone who's in danger of this? If so, then take proper precautions, right? If you're not, then live your freaking life, right? Love yourself. Love your family. Get grounded. Like, those are the three things that I can see that get us out of this political theater. Because this will happen as long as we allow it to happen. If we allow every single time, you know, a certain nationality gets in, a gunfight with cops, and we allow all that theater and all those race baiters that run in there to try to take advantage of that. Like, if we allow that to consume us, we're done. Like, our country is over. It may not be today or tomorrow, but it's not going to be long. Like, if we allow this political theater and this fear and all this misinformation to keep coming out and scaring the daylight out of us, people do crazy things when they're scared. I mean, think about it for you. Like, if you're scared enough, you would do anything. You would do anything to stay alive, to help your family. Like, if you're truly scared enough, you will do irrational things. And if we live in that cycle for very long, guys, it's going to be a bad, bad situation to be a part of. So we have to love ourselves. We have to love our family. We have to get grounded spiritually. Again, for me, that's God. For you, maybe it's Allah, Buddha, whatever. Like we have to be grounded. And I think if we can get back to those three things, because I think those are very, very primal, very, very primal areas of our life that we tend to get away from. We tend to stop loving ourselves because we're not where we should be. We tend to stop loving our family because our kids aren't this, or our wife isn't that, our husband doesn't do this, right? Like, we tend to fall away from that. We fall away from God. We fall away from our creation. We fall away from, universe, whatever it is that you call it. We tend to fall away from those things. And most of the time it's fear, it's uncertainty. There's a lot of those things that pull us out of that stuff because it's really, really hard to be loving and happy and kind when you're in a constant state of panic and fear. In fact, like, I don't know like the brain science behind it, but it's almost impossible, right? Because as soon as, if you're super scared and then you can start thinking about things that you love, a lot of times it will take the fear away, right? They're like two different parts of your brain that don't really work together very well. So again, those are the three things. I know this one's going a little bit longer, but we're witnessing political theater again, like I believe we've never had before, we've never seen before. And so we have to start taking actions to get out of that. We have to make it to where it is so unprofitable for those news stations to show political theater that they just stop doing it. Maybe they actually get back to reporting news and facts and stuff like that. And it's not just all opinion based, and it's not just all, fear and death and anguish and everything else. I mean, ultimately, the one thing that all of these corporations care about is money. And as soon as they lose enough of it, they'll change their tune. But right now, we're still in that cycle of tuning in and watching and supporting their advertisers and all of that stuff, and it'll never change. So again, three things that I would ask of you to do. Number one, love yourself. There's a lot of ways that you can do that. Might be another topic. I've talked about a lot of this with working out and diet and exercise, like all those types of things. Love your family. Okay, again, that could be a whole other episode. Number three, make sure you are grounded. And again, these don't have to go in order, but these are just the three things. Make sure you're grounded spiritually. Make sure that you have something that brings you back in. You know, again, for me, that's God. That it's prayer. It's things like that can center you, that can ground you, to bring you back to where you need to be. If you do those three things, the political theater starts getting kind of funny, right? It stops pissing you off quite so bad, maybe. It'll still annoy you. Like, it still annoys me, right? But I think it'll ground you. It'll center you. It'll make you focus on the things that are truly important. And from there, we can make a lot of changes. But it's hard to make changes. It's hard to create change if we're all just running around fear-based, pissed off at ourselves, pissed off at everybody around us. It's really, really hard for that to ever create any type of change. So do those three things. It'll help you. It'll get us out of this craziness. I do believe that. I'm excited to be able to be back in the cold. Okay, I'm not really super excited to be back in the cold. I'm glad to be home though. So it was a good week in Arizona. I'll tell you guys more about it because there's some cool stuff that I learned while I was there. But in the meantime, This one's going a little long. Have an awesome day, everybody. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.